And good Friday morning. It is a Getaway Friday, December the 10th, 2021, 21 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Pastor Spot, a weekly radio ministry of Community Christian Fellowship, which can be heard live every Friday at 11:10 a.m. here on this station, repeated on Sunday mornings at 8:10 a.m., and replayed on Wednesday afternoons at 3:10 p.m. The Community Christian Fellowship Sunday service airs on this station every Sunday at 12:15 p.m. Also, did want to let you know, you can get prior episodes of the Pastor Spot on the website wwgh1071.com, dating back to the beginning, March of 2018, I believe it was, wwgh1071.com. You can also listen live there at wwgh1071.com. And you can download the free TuneIn app on any mobile device and search WWGH to listen anywhere in the world. And now, here is Pastor Steve Whitaker.
Good morning. This is a live taping this morning of the Pastor Spot. We are doing it from my office today. Due to some time constraints and not being able to be in the station, it will play on air at regular time on WWGH 107.1 FM Marion at 11:15 this morning. So please watch that if you get a chance, or ask some other people to watch. I'm joined with Frank this morning, and good to have him here with me this morning. And we're in the middle of the, I think it's the Christmas season. It's in full swing, isn't it?
Yes.
I know that here at the church we are under a massive undertaking. We have so far 25 families that will be shopping for Christmas gifts this Saturday. So that's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is.
And they'll certainly hear the gospel message and the truth of the birth of Jesus and what it is truly about, what Christmas is truly about. But it is a time of giving. It's a time of love. We're great to be blessed to know the truth and encourage you to know the truth, too. But this is the Pastor Spot. We are at 209 East Water Street in Prospect at Community Christian Fellowship. And just invite you to watch this today. A couple things I want to do, first of all, is I'd kind of like to, it's important to me sometimes. I was looking through my books this morning, and one of the projects I really want to get finished this year is to get our library done and have people able to check out books. I have accumulated so many books over the years and read most of them, but really they're not doing any good on my shelf. And when books are not read, they're nothing more than than paper and ink.
Right.
Much like our Bible.
Oh, absolutely. Speaking of that, interesting you said about the Bible. A lot of people, they have a Bible, it's leather bound, and it gets cracked. You know what the best oil they say for the Bible to keep that leather soft? The oil from your hands.
Really?
Yeah, from reading.
Well, you know what, that does kind of make sense, because I'll tell you something. Most of my old Bibles, and I know the ones that my mom, you know, used so diligently for years, and even one I got from my sister and one from my brother at one point, the leather is very supple at this point.
Sure.
And they're old and worn, but very supple. That's kind of neat. I never thought of that. Speaking of books this morning, Frank, I found this morning when I was looking at books, one of your books I laid right there. It is called... it's one of the Watchman Nee books. It might be the Normal Christian.
Really? I just counted that up for being lost.
No, it's laying right there and you can take it home.
You know, you never want to lend a Bible, a book to a pastor.
That's right. because, well, let me explain why. Not because we're thieves.
No.
Because we have so many things coming in and out, we forget where they came from.
That's right.
That's the main reason. But what I wanted to say this morning was, know that you believe. This is a great little book. I think that was one of the books we read when I was in seminary, and this is written by Paul Little. And it's a discussion of fundamentals of the Christian faith. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think a lot of people, they just don't know what they believe today.
No, they don't.
And you can pick up stuff like this that does direct you to the Bible. It's full of Scripture. I would never want you to study about God and about Christianity without the Bible being your center focus.
Absolutely.
Books are great, but they only complement the Word.
That's right.
Right? So anyway, books like this, I'd encourage you to, you know, there's a Christian bookstore, Hope Crossing, right down there on Center Street. Isn't that Center? Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Yeah. On East Center Street. They have wonderful books. You can go in there and look and, mm-hmm. and tell them what you're looking for. That, you know, I don't know what I believe, and I would like to find something that would explain a little bit more of the Christian faith to me. And you can do that. But anyway, books are important. I'm going to read this morning from Luke. And it's when the angel comes to Mary. I'm beginning in verse 26. 6 months after Elizabeth became pregnant, God sent an angel, Gabriel, in Nazareth, to a city in Galilee. The angel went to a virgin promised in marriage to a descendant of David named Joseph. The virgin's name was Mary. When the angel entered her home, he greeted her and said, "You are favored by the Lord. The Lord is with you." She was startled by what the angel said and tried to figure out what this greeting meant. The angel told her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will become pregnant, give birth to a son, and his name will be Jesus. And he will be a great man. He will be called the Son of the Most High," which would be the Son of God. "The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. Your son will be king of Jacob's people forever, and his kingdom will never end." Mary asked the angel, "How can this be? I've never been with a man." And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come to you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the Holy Child developing inside you will be called the Son of God." Isn't that amazing? And then he goes on to tell her of Elizabeth's son, mm-hmm. that Elizabeth's pregnant, and she, of course, that'll be John the Baptist, who is born ahead of Jesus, mm-hmm. and he ends up going out and foretelling and preparing the way for Jesus to come. You know, Frank, this is an important time of the year for Christians and for people everywhere. And I think that in these difficult days, it's crucial that the message of Jesus Christ go out.
Oh, absolutely. There's this being a season of hope, and that hope being the birth of Christ and what Christ is going to do, a lot of people, they find they have no hope. And what a terrible time of season to realize you don't have any hope, but we know we have hope, and that hope is Jesus Christ.
It's Jesus Christ. You know, with all the gifts we're preparing for families and putting together things to try and make it easier on families that don't have a lot this year, we can't lose the message even in that of what the true gift is.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's Jesus Christ.
That's right.
I was thinking myself, you know, if you're a pastor out there or a Bible teacher or anyone, it's very hard during the week when you're thinking about things, you're reading scripture, to not think in your mind that this is something I can apply in a message. It's just an automatic.
Yes.
And we need to study for our own benefit and our own edification at times and our own growth. But it constantly things go, "Oh yes, that's something." And one of the things that popped into my mind this morning while I was driving was that there could be never a better gift than any family could have or parent could get or their child receive than to find out that one of their children or other relative or someone they love or close to them accepted Jesus Christ.
Oh, amen.
This time.
Right.
What a Christmas gift.
It is.
How about the gift that keeps on giving?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it just, you know, when you're filled with the joy of the Holy Spirit, especially a new believer, I love new believers, Steve, you know, Pastor, mm-hmm. because they're contagious.
They are.
They are. They found relief for the first time, true relief in their troubles, and having the hope that, you know, one day when they die, they're going to be with their Lord. And they have to go around and tell everybody.
And they do. And you know, one of the worst things that they can run into that will affect them is the fact that they run into two stale Christians while they are full of this new hope.
That's right.
And I'm just thinking about that recently, about some people that have accepted the Lord and how we need to make sure that they're being nourished and they're being fed, because it's very easy for, they get excited, they're excited, for the first time, like you said, they have true hope in their life, and then all of a sudden, well, what next?
Yeah, exactly.
What next?
And that's where we need to a new believer, we need to go around the new believer and form a bond with them and help them and disciple them. Because otherwise, you know, so many times they accept Christ and they're gone from the church.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they have no direction of which way to go. And when you're vulnerable at that time, because of different beliefs other people have.
Right. And they can pull you away.
Oh,
I've seen it happen. And that's why it's important, I think, too, for us, as we become more grounded in the Word and stay close to the Lord and let the Holy Spirit guide our lives, that we make sure that people are on the right path and they're not. Answer all their questions. If
right.
you don't know them, find the answer.
That's
because
right.
people will try to. And I've seen it happen. I've seen people, you know, that seem so on fire for the Lord, and then they'll get with a group of people that may focus their entire ministry on a particular gift or mm-hmm. a particular behavior in the church, and it's all about that. And if you don't have that, you have nothing.
That's right.
And it just completely throws these people in a loop. And the truth is, you know, when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we are filled with the Holy Spirit. And He is there to lead and guide us and to interpret to us through mm-hmm. the Word, through our mind, through our soul, everything that we need to know. And with other teachers that come alongside.
That's right.
and help them. And
Seasoned.
I'll tell you a funny story. I was listening to a man on that they were interviewing on a show on AFR a while back. And he was talking about he was a teenager and he had accepted Christ and it wasn't a huge church. It was average size church. And he was in a church and the pastor was a lady. Mm-hmm. And she had asked him, can you take over the youth department, you know, right off the get-go. And so he's studying away, and he's studying, and he's mm-hmm. getting busy in the Word, and he's grasping and learning everything he can. And he came, and one day he comes in, and he's telling his young people that it was wrong for a pastor to be a woman.
Right.
He had studied that.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately he got fired from his position. But the point is,
yes.
people are hungry to read and hungry to know.
That they are.
And and so we need to nourish that with the right
things. That's right.
You know,
when we were talking about new believers and how the older believers sometimes squash the joy in a new believer,
mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you say sometimes that does happen?
Oh, absolutely.
I remember the story of where Peter's in prison. And the church has congregated, and they're praying for Peter's release.
Right.
And they're still praying. And a little servant girl went and answered the knock of the door.
Mm-hmm.
She had separated herself from the group that was praying.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes to the door, and there's Peter. And she rushes back into the group and says, Peter's at the door. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And that group tells her, no, that's as good. You're imagining that.
But they're praying for
you. But they're still praying.
Please.
But she had already prayed. She had enough faith that she knew that her prayers were answered. And she went to the door and she recognized Peter for who Peter was.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes older believers, they don't mean to, but, you know, during life they have gotten
calloused.
Yes.
And they've lost some empathy.
Absolutely.
You know, it's interesting, though. I think that as we grow, if we love people more than ourselves, which we're called to do, and we can only do that through Christ, we're not some special people that have a glow around us that love everyone. But you know, everything we do has to come through Christ. But I think as people grow, that love is there. But I think sometimes as people just live life every day, and they don't pay attention to what God's call on their life is in their daily life, not some huge call, but their daily life, I think that they can get calloused and get that way. And it's not the way they should be.
No, it isn't.
But even that group of people that were praying for Peter's release, you'd think someone would have jumped up and said, our prayers have been answered, let's go see. But, you know, we get so used to, well, you know, life's the way it is. And you know, we're people.
Yeah, we are.
We're people, but I think that every now and then, revival is great. In class one time, when we were preparing and just getting towards the end of one of our teaching classes,
mm-hmm.
We were asked to do an outline for a year of what we would do if we had a church and what some things we would do, schedule out church right. events and things throughout the year. And I remember, of course, it's been many years back now, but I remember that I put in there that I would have a revival in the spring and a revival in late fall, and everyone snickered and said, they don't do revivals anymore, that's old school. Yeah. And I thought, no, we need them. We truly need them.
Absolutely.
And you know, it's really funny, now all these years later, I'm seeing more churches starting to go back to doing revivals. And we used to do one when I was growing up in the church. I bet we did a revival probably every few years. Mm-hmm. We would have someone come in and an evangelist come in. Sure. And spend a few days. And there was a revival at that time. And, you know, God uses evangelists. Mm-hmm. Some are called to teaching. Some are called to evangelism.
That's
and teaching.
Right.
And the work of an evangelist is so important. Mm-hmm. And it can take those old lives that have fallen into the doldrums of the humdrum, and it can spark a spark life again. And I think that it's important.
You look at the great revivals in Scotland.
Oh, and many other places.
Oh, many other places.
It just takes those people that say, okay, Lord, here we go.
Yeah.
You take it, and here we go, and I'm right with you. I'm on board.
Sure.
But, you know, it's funny that we don't realize sometimes when things are going well, we have a tendency to go. I was listening to Robert Jeffress this morning, and he was talking about the three things that make us vulnerable to sin. And the first thing that he mentioned was, after something great happens.
Yes.
Because after something great happens, you have a tendency to let your guard down.
Yes, right.
You know, I'm done. They said, he used the example, I thought it was pretty neat, a mountain climber will tell you the most dangerous part of their climb is not the climb and it's not reaching the summit, it's the descent.
That's right.
Because they've already been careful as they climb, they're striving to reach the summit, they're doing everything they should do, they get to the summit, they're excited, and then on the way down they let their guard down and that's when they slip.
Right. You know, I was once told that this person would much rather fall to their knees every day giving thanks to God than falling to their knees when they have an immediate problem and not always being on their knees praying. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're driven to our knees at times when we're faced with the problems that we just can't handle. I'd much rather fall to my knees every day thanking God for the little things that I do have and not having to wait for a miraculous delivery of a large problem.
You know, I think as we do that too, Frank, we begin to recognize the little things that he does
have. Oh, absolutely.
And the things that are... I'll tell you, some of the simple things that happen, though, just make you chuckle.
That it does.
I told this story one time, and God wants to please us. He truly does. I mean, he wants us happy. He does little things for us. And a lot of things that I don't believe in coincidences either. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you a funny story. I was sitting with Ted, and I think it was you, maybe. But anyway, I was in the UDF in Delaware one day. Over on 36. What is that? Winter Street?
Yes.
Winter Street. And I looked across the street.
William Street. Sorry.
And there was a little restaurant across the street. Mm-hmm. And we were sitting there having coffee and talking. And they said they were having slaw dogs.
Yes.
Remember that? They were having slaw dogs for mm-hmm. they had on their marquee. And I thought, man, I have not had a slaw dog in 25 years. Mm-hmm. And I thought, man, that sounds great. And I just left it at that. So I got home that night, and Shirley said, honey, I'm making a surprise for you today. I'm making slaw dogs. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you got to be kidding me. And immediately I knew that, you know what, the Lord was just giving me a tickle of a blessing. And you people can call that, oh, pastor, that's a coincidence. Let me tell you something. When you haven't mentioned a slaw dog in 25 years.
Yeah.
And
all of a sudden,
yeah,
you come
people
home.
Today would much easier believe in vibes going out from you than they would God blessing. And what
for
a shame.
Thought.
What a shame that is. I don't believe in good vibes, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I believe that a positive atmosphere has influence, which is true. Mm-hmm. But, you know, let's we're not sending vibes out.
No, we're not.
And we're not sending long distance. Yeah. We can pray.
That's right.
And if we're a believer, God hears our prayers. He promises
absolutely.
To. And speaking of which, while I'm mentioning it, Zach Taylor, a young man that went to school with my kids, graduated from Buckeye Valley. Mm-hmm. He's a local farmer in the area. He is in the hospital today, and he's very, very, very serious. Oh. And so please pray for him and his wife, Stephanie, and their little girl, and just very difficult time. So please, as I mentioned that, please pray for him.
Oh, absolutely.
Another lady, Gloria Poe in our church, is having a kidney that's failing, and just could really use prayer. Just so many others. You know, I don't like to jump right into the middle. You know how I am. I have ADD, folks. But, you know, I think the Lord lays these things in my heart, and I need to mention them to you. But, you know, it is a wonderful time of the year. It's a beautiful time. I really want to encourage you this morning as we're talking, and I encourage you, Frank, to you know, the old saying, stop and smell the roses. I would say, let's stop and enjoy the truth.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's think about Jesus and his birth and what it meant. You know, this is historical. For people that say, oh, that's just something that you read in a book that I don't believe. No, the birth of Jesus and his life is very historical.
Yes, it is.
You know, it was not only told in the Bible, but it was told by historians of that day. Mm-hmm. And there has been never, ever, ever anyone in history that has had greater influence on the world than Jesus Christ.
That's right, Steve.
And continues to do so. And the neat thing is, folks, Jesus Christ wants to have a personal relationship with you and me. That's what he asks for. That's what he calls for. He came here to be a sacrifice for the sin of the world because he was sinless, blameless, the unblemished lamb.
Yes.
And only he could pay for the sin of the world. You know, I hear people say, I've heard people say, oh, you Christians, you know, you think you can sin all you want, and then you just give it to Jesus, and you don't have to pay for it. You know what? I'm sorry to disappoint them, but that's the truth.
Yeah.
That's the truth, and that's what he said. You can't pay for your sin. You'll never be good enough.
No.
People say, well, I've lived a good life. Oh, no, that's not true. I mean, every little sin makes us guilty.
Yes,
and we're guilty from Adam. But Jesus came, and he paid a blood sacrifice that covered all the sin of the world, and all you have to do is thank you, Lord, for that sacrifice, that blood sacrifice you paid for on a cross. That's why you came as a baby.
Yes.
You know, I think that sometimes we talk about the baby Jesus, and there's nothing more sacrilegious to me, and it kind of will infuriate me when I see somebody very flippantly, when they have a good thing happen or whatever, go, oh, thank you, baby Jesus.
Yes.
You know, I think that is...
Oh, that just... it's like chalk on a...
It's blasphemy.
Yes,
but anyway, you know, Jesus did come as a baby, but he grew to be a man.
That's right.
And it's what he did as a man that is what we need to focus on. What he did, that he came to be a sacrifice for our sin and for the sin of the world. And that afterwards he rose again on the third day, and he sits right now at the right hand of the Father. And one day he is coming back.
Yes, he is.
You know,
that's the hope and the promise that was given to us. That's what we live for. That's why we're motivated to witness to other people.
Birthdays are important, and we celebrate the birth of Christ. It was very much written in detail, mm-hmm. and I know that when Luke wrote it, and if you read the beginning of Luke, he tells why he wrote it in the order in which he did. These are the facts. This is what happened. This is the way it went down. These are what the eyewitnesses said. This is, you know, and he goes on. And
Luke, by trade, was a physician. He was very attuned to small details, and that's why he writes like he does.
That's right. That's why God had a purpose in everyone that wrote in every way. And if you look at their background, it's just like when you look at Paul, he needed to be a Jew, and he needed to be a Greek, and he was both.
That's right.
And it's pretty neat. But what I was getting at is that you know, while we celebrate the birth of Christ, and it's so important, we don't want to forget the life of Christ. And when we celebrate, if I celebrate your birthday, Frank, mm-hmm. We celebrate you as a man. We celebrate everything about you, and we love you. But, you know, unfortunately, many times, the only celebration people ever do of Jesus is him as a baby. and they don't pay attention to what he did as a man.
That's right.
So, you know, even in the Christmas celebration, we've got to get beyond the baby. Mm-hmm. And that can be a detriment. That, you know, Satan takes good and uses it for bad. But if our whole focus is on Jesus being born and he did nothing after that, then everything else is a lie. And God can't lie, and Jesus doesn't lie, and we have to listen and know the truth and trust him.
Along those lines, just look at how many people Jesus interacted with, how many people lives that he touched that came about a change. It's just amazing. A lot of times that's skipped through. You know, even if you hear any teaching about it at all, best story I remember that I really enjoyed reading is a Samaritan woman.
Mm-hmm. I just did that message a message a few weeks ago.
Yes, that's right.
I love that story.
Oh, that's a great story.
Changed her life completely.
That's right. Yeah. Here's somebody that, just take a person out on the street, she can equate to a street person, mm-hmm. more or less, or attitudes towards the homeless, to the street type person. And Christ wasn't too proud to talk to her, was he? Was he?
He's not too proud to talk to any of us.
No, not at all. And he saw a need, but it was a woman who was living in sin, who was downcast from the other ladies in her community, because when did she go to get water? She didn't go in the early mornings.
No.
Which was tradition, that the ladies went early mornings when it wasn't hot, to carry a vessel that probably had 5 gallons in it, 40 pounds. The vessel itself was probably 20 pounds to hold the water.
She was going at a time when other people wouldn't interact with
her. At high noon.
Because she was ashamed.
Yes, and that's the hottest time of the day.
Hottest time of the day. You know, I think sometimes it's easier. I don't know if easier is the right word. When a person that has been marginalized in society,
yes.
or is an outcast, or has lived in a very hard way, I think it's sometimes when they accept Christ, they are so excited about the change and they are so glad to know that there was hope for them that they really dive in.
Yes.
And they really thank God every day when they look at that back and they see where they are now, mm-hmm. and they thank God every day, saying how wonderful it is where I am. And people that just kind of live a mediocre, I've kind of always done thing right kind of a thing,
yeah.
I think that's where we sometimes fall into complacency. I mean, any of us can.
Sure.
And I'm not certainly not saying let's all go out and sin so we can have a huge change life. I don't mean that either. But what I'm saying is that I do not admire some of the things and my lack of faith and trust in God as a younger person. But I do thank God that He took the things that I went through and uses them today for me to reach people that I might not have had understood as well had I not gone through that.
Absolutely. Isn't it wonderful how God uses our past to allow us to present a ministry to somebody else who might be in that very same situation?
And you know, I don't need, I'm out there a lot. I talk to a lot of people. I'm on here, and I do it for a reason. And it's I want people to know about Jesus. If you get sick of looking at me on stuff, I'm sorry, just put an X over my face, but listen to what I'm saying. Because you need Jesus and you need the Lord.
That's right.
And we needed to talk about what goes on in society and different things. You know, people will, it's real easy for people to look at your past and try to attack you with it today, or even bring up things, or make it. You know, I want to tell you something. If you're a believer out there, and that anyone, if you're serving the Lord, and anyone ever tries to belittle you or slander you, and you're walking with the Lord, I want to tell you something. Give it to the Lord.
Absolutely.
Don't even fight back. Don't even go out and try to. There's no point. God takes care of us, and when you give things to God, the situation is fixed right.
That's right.
Without
my help.
Yeah. When we jump in and try to fix it ourselves, no.
Oh, no.
It's going to go south. And you know, when you do that, you can sit back and watch God work.
Yeah, absolutely.
And and it's great to see that happen. You don't ever want to see people get theirs. But it is nice sometimes when someone will come to you and say, you know what, pastor or friend or whatever, I had this attitude, or I was thinking or believing this, or I heard this, and I am sorry that I ever thought that, because I see the truth now. And
that's right.
And you know, when they come, it's like, man, wonderful restoration. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Not well, I told you. No, it's a wonderful restoration.
Yes, it is.
And because nobody wants to go around with anyone having any animosity towards mm-hmm. them. And it's so important that we go forward as missionaries every day. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, as missionaries, on the 21st, which is on a Tuesday night, here at 6:30 at Community Christian Fellowship on 209 East Water Street, we're going to have just a time at 6:30 of the community and churches and anyone that wants to come in. We're just going to sing Christmas carols together.
Yes.
And, you know, it would be a good, wonderful time to bring those people in that are maybe struggling and just need the joy of that. Also, at the same time, and we didn't do this on purpose, across the street at the Lutheran Church, they're doing what they call Blue Christmas.
That's right, they are, aren't they?
And their Blue Christmas is a time when people that maybe have lost someone mm-hmm. were having a really difficult time. It's a time of encouragement for those people.
Sure.
So you have two things going on across the street from each other, and I think both of them are very honoring. So I would encourage people to come here, or if you know someone that needs that, even in our own church, go over there, because I know they're going to have some scripture reading, and they're going to be singing too, and
sure.
they'll be singing Christmas carols, and a time of refreshment as well also. So please come, just walk in the door. I don't care what you're wearing. Santa, come in your Santa suit. It's fine. But you can come. Actually,
sure.
Santa left town. He was in town last week, the fire department here.
Yes.
But you know what a blessing it is to be able to have this time of year. And we're getting ready to head over to Kelly's Diner in Richwood. They she's been collecting.
She's really tremendous job.
She's collecting for our toy drive and has been. And what a blessing that lady is. And you know, it's kind of neat.
The people in Richwood who's contributed.
Oh, amazing amount of people.
Oh,
and in and around.
Yes.
And you know, it was and in our own. We can't start naming too many names.
No,
there's 50, 60, 70
yes.
people that have contributed to this. But you know, I was going to mention her over there. It's really nice that she, when she finds out that there's someone in the community that's had a fire or a
yes.
death, she steps up and tries to step in and collect and do what she can.
She has a large heart, doesn't she?
Huge heart. And you know, there's people in this community that are the same way.
Yes.
Our fire department just gave us money for hats and gloves, and another couple in the church just gave a donation, and another several couples in town have given so much this month, and families, and it's just a blessing to see.
What an outreach of love to those who don't have.
It is. And one thing I'd like you guys to pray for me for, as people come in this Saturday and begin this shopping process for toys, and they'll be wrapped. And it's just a wonderful event as people come here and they serve and love these people. I'm going to be, it's kind of harder to do than it used to be, because we used to have them all come in at once
mm-hmm.
and then have a message first. Well, being the fact that we're doing five every half hour by appointment now, five families, I'm individually going to have to meet and do a Christmas message and share the Lord with these small groups at a time, and it makes it just ask the Lord that the Lord let that flow freely from me,
yeah.
and not to be disjointed, and their hearts would be prepared for the time.
Oh, absolutely.
Don't you think so?
I think so.
Oh, we have a wonderful Christmas season this year. We'll be back on air next week in the station. What will that date be? Today's the 10th, so it'll be the 17th.
17th, yes.
The 17th, we'll be back on air in the station. And but I kind of like sitting here, too. It's been a good conversation. Frank, we're going to close in prayer today. Frank, would you like to close us in prayer?
Oh, absolutely. Heavenly Father, we just give you thanks for this day where we could talk to those who might be listening to us. And Heavenly Father, with this holiday season that's coming up that we celebrate, that's been set aside for the birth of your son. Lord, we know there is very many people out there who are blue, who might be depressed. God, allow them to have somebody in their life to reach out to them And even if it's only a kind, you know, just a kind word, Lord, allow them to share that with them. Lord, we give you thanks for everybody who's watching. We give you thanks for the opportunity to be able to do this. Heavenly Father, just continue to watch over and bless us in Christ's name.
Amen. God bless everyone. We'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Listening to the Pastor Spot here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Remember, the Pastor Spot is a weekly radio ministry of Community Christian Fellowship and can be heard live every Friday morning right here on WWGH Radio at 11:10 a.m., repeated Sunday morning at 8:10 a.m., and on Wednesday afternoon at 3:15 p.m. Also, go to the website, wwgh1071.com, go to Program Archives, and the Pastor Spot is the first show under there, and you can listen to archive programs dating back to 2018, I believe it is now. The Community Christian Fellowship Sunday service can be heard on this station every Sunday afternoon at 12:15. Don't miss that. And archived episodes of that are also available on the internet. Remember, you can listen to WWGH Radio's live stream on that internet site, wwgh1071.com, or by downloading the free, absolutely free, TuneIn app, TuneIn app, and searching WWGH Radio. You can listen to our live stream anywhere in the world. For Pastor Whitaker and Frank, this is Scott Spears signing off. Stay tuned to WWGH. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The place for the holiday season. From 101-year-old oldest working actor